Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? How much my band out, I'll beat my. I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once bright, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you'll see I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now, get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang, one throw, that bell will go.
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
Like a morning piss to drink. Get ready for me now, I just drank my paste. Vera, can you hear my uvula flopping around? Can you hear my wet uvula? What do you call that thing? Floppy palate or something? I can't tell you how fucking good it feels to not have to do this fucking show at night. That was a disaster, but not only that, the fact that I'm not gonna do it again at night. That was bullshit. You know? It was bullshit. Complete and utter bullshit. And don't flatter yourself, Vera. It's not because of you. It's not because Auntie Vera checks. Checks. I'm going to make that noise today. I just feel it. That soft palate noise. Is Tampon there? Tampon, you there, bitch? Tampon. I can't yell, Tampon. Don't make me yell. Tampon! Tampon! Thank God for compressors. Sharon from Tampon. God damn it, get on the show. What a fucking bitch. She doesn't know how to tell goddamn time. Oh, hi, Sharon. Listen, I know you said to wait, you can't thank me for the gifts until today. But you see, I had to eat them yesterday, so they're mostly gone. I binged ate half the black jelly beans, half the pomegranate jelly beans, and certainly all the circus peanuts. And I did all the thanks yesterday on yesterday's program, but I'll do it again briefly. Thank you very much for this, even though Trotsky begins with a T and not R, but I appreciate this beautiful card. Once again, Sharon makes these beautiful handmade cards, and I'm not kidding. They are really beautiful. Everything on here is a 3D item. These are things that she has put on there, and they're just gorgeous cards, and you can get your own made special Lynn cards with it, L-I-N-N-E cards.com. They're absolutely gorgeous. She never misses my birthday, but this one is so beautiful. Look at how gorgeous that is. Doesn't that just spell springtime for Hitler? I mean, for Madge. Isn't it beautiful? Well-behaved women rarely make history. No, they make herstory. And what is that? Is that a keyboard up there? Is that on top? Is that a keyboard? It looks like either a keyboard or a cake. It's a racist. Oh, okay. Anyway, and I'm most grateful for the circus peanuts, Sharon. That was very sweet of you, and they were not the least bit stale, and I ate them in about 2 seconds. So thank you, Sharon. And thanks to everybody who gave me gifts for my birthday. I should go through the names since I didn't send thank you notes. You know, I get so much email, sometimes I don't know which ones I return and which ones I didn't. I'm trying not to make that noise, Vera. I know it's my cleft palate. That's why I'm drinking something cold. Will you people stop saying racism? God, I hate you. Am I recording? Yes. This is retarded, so I do a show like 5 hours after. But I have to say, at least I woke up without the horror of yesterday. It was still a little rough, but I found that I woke up fine. And only because I stayed in bed an extra 10 minutes did I start feeling depressed again. At which point I woke up. So I think the key is get out of bed when you wake up. Unless I wake up too early, in which case I have to go back to bed. And the way to do that is you eat lots of jelly beans, which is what I did. I'm drinking my own urine. Let's see. Did you people enjoy the Karen Carpenter story? I paused it. It's playing directly off my VCR. But if you want to see the whole thing, it's on Insane Films. I don't know if you know that. Auntie Vera probably knows that about this. God, my breasts are lumpy today. I don't know why that could be. But that was Todd Haynes' first films. It is absolutely brilliant. Todd Haynes went on to do all kinds of movies, like that one that with Julianne Moore that she got nominated for. What was that movie about the 50s where her husband was gay? That wonderful movie. And he's done a lot of other movies, Todd Haynes. That was his first one. And it's not legal because he had no rights for any of that. So you have to go to places like My Vagina to eat it out. Anyway, let's see. I need to look at my PayPal. I've been going through all these fucking taxes things. And it sucks. I'd like to thank Tim Reed, $2.99. Actually, he sent me $29.99. See, that makes sense. If you want to send me $2.99, that's clever. But why not add an extra, move the decimal point over to the rake? Timothy Reed, and I'm not telling people's amounts, but this is a special case. I don't like to tell people's amounts. But Timothy Reed of timcantread.com. It's a very good video site, by the way. He puts fat people on scooters. He gave me $29.99. Now, I would suggest further is that wealthy people, such as Aunt Vera Charles, should send me $29.99.95. Then I won't have to work for like a year. That would be great. $29.99.95. $29.99.95. Now, wait. Hang on, I can't figure that out. $29.99.9. No, That's only $3,000. I need $29.99.99. Then I'll have almost $30,000. Well, it's still not enough to live on for a year, but it's enough to pay some bills, and then I can live homeless. Have I seen your bills? No, but I've seen your enormous stomach. Okay, I haven't. All right. Okay, I have a story about that. Now that you ask, I also have the disgusting DVD that Sharon from Tampon sent me, and we're going to play some audio from it if I can tolerate it. But I want to show you. Cheryl is not here. This is the video that Sharon from Tampon sent me. It's how to squirt your vagina. It's lessons about squirting. Oh, my God, Cheryl is there. Cheryl, you better fucking call in, you stupid whore. So, no, I don't think I will. Not without Cheryl on the phone. No, I don't think I will. Well, we'll have to wait till Cheryl's available. I don't want to spoil that. Cheryl, I will have to, call your cell phone. You got a lot of nerve for a tan whore. Censored. Where's my moderator? Annie Melton, I made you a permanent operator. So all you can turn off censor. Just do it. I think it's... Is it exclamation point censor off or is it slash censor off? Yeah, thank you. Cheryl, will you say cunt or something? All right. Nate, I'm going to go to the Cheryl stuff. But, Nate, I need you to remind me to talk about Bear Stearns again because I do have something specific to talk about it, okay? Remind me. Do not leave. Oh, and Cheryl, quit being that dirty whore that you are. You almost made me use a racist term. Did you see, Cheryl, by the way, and for those of you others, did you see that I'm on my Flickr? I took a picture of a Ham on the Bone restaurant and posted it. Did you see that? Ham on the Bone from the bus? From, as Cheryl would call it, the TNSU. Go to yeastradio.com or flickr.com and look at Yeast Radio's Flickr. You'll see Ham on the Bone and also a poster about the DVT. deep vein thrombosis. Oh, that reminds me. Okay, I got to send a Twitter out that I'm on live. It's the only way fat ass Wanda will ever understand it. Okay, so we've sent out the second Twitter. That means we're on live. Oh, thank God for daytime. I can't do that nighttime show. It was so dark, I felt like a goddamn Vincent fucking the Price movie. All right, shut up, Cheryl. I'm doing it. Just shut the Christ up already. I'm doing it. But first, I guess I have to get Cheryl on the phone. Cheryl, if I call you, are you going to be able to hear this and comment on it? Because otherwise, there's no point. Okay. So what number do I call? You want me to call you on Skype or you want me to call you on SBC? Well, I don't care. Don't you think learning how to piss your vagina is more important than meeting someone for lunch? Some little girl? Your finger can wait. A cell phone. Okay, all you have to do is say cell phone. I love being friends with retards. It makes me feel better about myself. You know, my mother used to accuse me of that in school. She said, how come you always have to be friends with people that are dumber than you? She did. Honest to God, she said that. I said, Cheryl's not that bad. And she said, it's not just Cheryl. It's not just Cheryl. It's Wanda Wisdom. And certainly that Auntie Vera Charles is a retard. Certainly her, him, it. Okay. Let's see. Cheryl. Okay. No, that's Cheryl's lips line. We don't need to call back. I really shouldn't be using a phone. Expecting a call. Hello. Let me practice my hellos. Hello. Hi, Rilch. How you doing?
Hello. I'm fine and, you know, getting ready to get over the house for the day.
Hold on. This goddamn squirt movie makes too much noise. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I'd love to hear it.
We're going to play it. It's all queued up, but the problem is it had this...
Hurry up.
Okay, shut up. I was asking how you were doing. You were saying something. I didn't hear it.
Sure.
This is about a man named Axel Braun, and he teaches women how to squirk. So just listen. I'm playing it. I don't know how fun... Here we go. Shut up. Shush. Quiet.
Some people think it's a myth.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Fuck!
Others say it's impossible to find.
Yo!
I'm talking about the G-spot.
Oh, yeah, that is disgusting.
The magic spot that makes girls...
Can we send it in?
Oh, my God.
That's right. Ejaculate.
I can't because I'll get kicked off of Ustream.
It ain't bullshit.
He's sticking his whole goddamn hand up the cunt.
It's up to you to learn how to stimulate it.
He's just going like this. He's going like this up the cunt.
I'm
going
to teach you my secret.
Whoa.
Like this.
I'm
going
to show you how to...
That's what he's doing. He's using the three. He's treating her like she's a boat. It's like plugging a boat. Like if your boat had a hole in it, you plug the hole. That's what he's doing with his hands. Dr. Philgood is his name. This is terrible.
Where did Sharon get this baby?
She bought it at the porno store because she's a dirty, filthy whore. Okay, let's get to some squirting.
I'm so sorry.
Hang on.
This girl is Cytheria.
They sound Dutch, of course. I hate straight pornos. What? I mean, even though I'm a lesbian. That's why. Hold on. The guys all look like those Dolce Gabbana people you see at those tacky straight bars downtown. Are you squirting?
Let me first start. I know that you've never squirted before, right? Okay.
She's never squirted before, Cheryl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, oh, my God.
Oh, God, just stuck.
As he proceeds for some lubrication... Let me explain something about that.
I may have to touch my clitoris. Fortunately, Sharon sent me some lube.
Talk to her. Okay. She doesn't know much.
Can I put my dick inside her mouth?
She don't know much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's true.
He's eating her out.
Keep going.
On a couch with other girls.
I lost the
urine.
Holy shit. We're not going to come out yet. Not yet. Wait a minute.
She is not going to come after 2 seconds. Give me a break.
Sorry, guys, but...
This is bullshit.
So,
holy fuck, shit, I've never seen your dick before. Oh my God, that is huge. Holy shit!
Let's see, what's so huge? It is a, oh my God, it is huge. Jesus Christ. He's so goddamn ugly, though, Cheryl.
On the stick.
Oh my God.
Focus on the squirting, all right?
Yeah. Focus.
Oh my God.
Hey, focus mean pussy. Yeah,
yeah, it looks like a baby hand, Cheryl.
I'm too close to cocks here, guys.
Why don't you put that on?
Cheryl, it looks like a baby hand.
Okay, now stop it. I want to finish talking to you so I can go.
Okay, good, because this is boring.
All right. So here, I think
I'm going to leave the video on so I can get my jack on. What did you want to say, Cheryl?
Oh, get your jack on. Well, you know, I posted a new show, Grim Nobody Noticed, and it's very upsetting to me.
You mean last week?
No, this week. Last night.
Oh, okay,
or
good.
Why
would anybody notice? You post shows about every day. I mean, it's so hard to keep track of all the shows you post.
Last night I posted it.
Okay, let me check this. Horrorhole.org. So you got a lunch date with what? I feel sorry for these guys because they have the guy with the huge penis and then the other guys have just average-sized penises, and they must feel awfully humiliated next to this huge thing. Wouldn't you, Cheryl?
White Lions.
Excuse me? Oh, White Lion and Schmegmatic. Cheryl calls a listener who drunk-dialed her and has a nice conversation and talks about the man horror of things. Oh, that sounds nice. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to play a clip from it.
You will listen to whoever.org, episode 59.
Hi, Cheryl. It's White Lion calling you. Please give me a call back.
In the commode, number 3, upstairs bathroom door. The carpet no longer.
Well, it sounds like a very good vowel lesson. It sounds like hooked on prolips. And everybody must go to whorehole.org and hear Cheryl's latest show. Now, those of you who are new to the program may not know so much about Cheryl because she doesn't do anything. She masturbates, and she is a pedophile. And she's a habitual masturbator. So, why do you sound so down? I knew I was going to start that.
You interrupt my day. You're not very busy.
I didn't interrupt shit. You came on the show. I didn't call you.
Oh. What?
Vera, it hurts, though. It's so annoying. I feel like I have a uvula up my nose.
Vera hates me.
She does.
It should be verahatescheryl.podshow.com.
Why are you so depressed, Cheryl? Tell me the truth. Oh. Did you see Ham on the Bone? Did you see my Ham on the Bone picture from the bus? Did you see the man I took from the bus? The picture with the man with the jowls? Did you do a close-up on him? Did you see his face? Did you look at his face up close, honey? And how could you still be depressed after looking at that beautiful face? And it says Cheryl's dad.
It was pretty.
How could you be depressed about that? That.
Well.
Oh, my God. The squirting. I can't watch squirting. I have to watch it when I can masturbate. It's very frustrating to see a huge penis in the small vagina and not be able to masturbate it.
Penis either's
on there, too. We have a new freak on the show. His name is Mr. Penis Either. Oh, my God. Now the Chinese is getting... God. Ugh. There's a vaginal rose in this movie. Oh my God, Sharon, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing buying movies like this? Where did Long Dong? I didn't see Long Dong stick his ding dang in there though. Oh my God, it's funny. Ew. Anyway, Cheryl, you were saying that picture of your dad. You liked it or no? Hello?
Did you know that my birthday's in about a month?
Oh, goody. What do you want for your birthday?
Well, it's actually in about a month and a half, 2 months, but still,
would you like for your birthday?
A lot of money.
Copycat.
I'm kind of like you, I know.
Plastic surgery?
It's the Jewish in the blood.
Okay, I just posted your father on the little chat room there. And I'm now going to post ham on the bone. I'm sorry I couldn't get a better picture of ham on the bone.
Ooh. Wow.
You like him? Now here's ham on the bone. Do you like ham on the bone?
No, actually, I gotta go, man.
Good. All right.
And then I love you and get fucked, good boy.
You too, get fucked sideways. Okay. Well, that was about the most boring Cheryl's ever been in her life. She must have serious depression going on like me. I think we need to figure out what's wrong with Cheryl. I would like for you to go to her show. Do you hear that, Vera? It's coming out of my nose, something. I think we need to go and all listen to her show. She's depressed because nobody listened to her show. You can still hate it. Juanita, whatever that thing's name is. What's that thing's name with the Vera? Vera, well, go watch the show. If you hate it, just say, you suck, you ugly whore. But now, please pay attention to Cheryl. She needs some attention. But it feels like I have snot. You don't think I have snot? Vera? She just needs a good prolapse. So what lesson did we, the lesbian, meaning me, learn yesterday? We learned not to kick people or you get spammed to death. So I won't be banning people unless I get in a bad mood again, because I can't really help it. I'm sorry. But I'll try not to. I really will. I'll try not to. No, I don't do funerals for crotch yeast. Penis either. Anyway, okay, I want to read a... Nate! Oh, thank you, you did. Nate reminds me, now there's this wonderful article in the Onion I was reading in the TNSU, as Cheryl calls it, while I was taking pictures of Cheryl's father and ham on the bone signs. This is from the Onion. J.P. Morgan Chase acquires Bear Stearns in tedious to read news article. New York, as a volatile market reacts to the news of Bear Stearns' fire sale deal with a surge in stock prices but reduced bond yields, officers from J.P. Morgan Chase announced Monday that they were close to finalizing plans to purchase the securities giant in an incredibly complex series of financial maneuvers and obscure legal jargon that only can be described in the most mind-numbingly dense and unreadable way. Successful adding yet another infuriating block of text to an already indecipherable paragraph, some investors said they hoped to stave off bankruptcy for Bear Stearns, which, during last year's impossible-to-write-about mortgage crisis, saw its value depreciate almost as quickly as readers' interest in this story. Critics on the equity side have no economic standing because the deal valuation is based on intrinsic pricing models, said analyst Jack Pinard, only further bogging down the news for anyone who might be remotely interested in grasping what the fuck is going on. While speculation spread on Wall Street, shareholders might angle to boost the selling price beyond J.P. Morgan's very low but federally guaranteed bid. Others claim to be absolutely amazed that you even made it to the end of this sentence. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that just beautiful? That's, you know, I wish I could write like these people, because that's perfect. That's perfect writing about a subject that needs to be written about in that way. You know? I'm sorry, I can't help it. I do have snot in there. Why? Something's coming out of my hand, Vera. All right, there was something I clipped from the internets, too. I even heard a squeak noise, a depressure. Is it neti pot time? Like Mark say? Neti pot time? I think it is. I think so. I think it's neti pot time. I'm not addicted. I haven't done it in like 3 days. Maybe that's why. I am not getting a sinus infection. God, you people are annoying me now. Okay, I have nobody protesting about neti pot. Nobody is saying absolutely do not do this. You've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah, too late, Vera. You just missed it. Okay. I need to play music while I go grab the supplies.
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
Oh, no. You know what we'll do? Since it might take a little longer than normal, I'll play some. Not the record. I found a great record. This is the hard drive I back things up on from the cunt top. Oy vey smear. It's oy vey smear. Like, oh my, it's like mirror, like me, like my mirror. Like, Goyim. Is who wearing a tracksuit? Al Gore? I don't understand. Here, everybody likes this, so wait for my neti pot and listen to this.
Do you remember that big wedding I went to? You remember? I told you, beautiful wedding, perfect couple. The perfect couple are going to be annulled. Yeah, no, wait a minute. You will not believe this story.
I'll be right back with my pock.
Seal, dear, they had a beautiful wedding.
Breakfast.
There was no fights. The honeymoon, no fights. Even the two mothers agreed where they should go. They came home from the honeymoon, and they both went to the little love nest. Wait a minute. They got up in the morning. You hear? He went to work. She went to work. And from work, he went to his mother's house for supper. No, he forgot he was married. Wait a minute. His mother didn't remind him. How do you like... No, Seal, that's the truth. No, he's not a type to be a No, he is not that... If I tell you one thing, you'll see. He teaches organic chemistry. Need I say more? No. No, that's the problem. She's a psychologist, yes. Yeah, no. So her mother was so heartbroken... Her mother went to Louis Cohn the butcher for advice. Listen, he's a... Don't say that, Seal. Louis Cohn has bad chickens, but he's a very wise man. You know what he suggested? And they think it's worked. He told them to keep playing the wedding movies over and over again. She's starting to melt. Yeah, so it's working. Yeah, listen, I'll tell you more, but I gotta get off the phone now. Yeah, I'll call you. Okay, but I want you to know. Bye-bye. Hello? Sale? How are you? Oh, no, what are you interrupting? No, I'm putting one kid to bed for the night. The other one's still eating lunch. Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me get something in her. Marilyn, make a hum, hum, hum. Empty and fill. Hold on, Phil. She's testing me. Hold
Hello.
On.
Okay. Let's see. You interviewed the guy from Pirate Bay? I wanted to interview the guy from Pirate Bay. I'm so jealous of you. Oh, but you're there. Are you there in Berlin now? Oh, I'm so jealous. Can you get him on my show? Now? Is he there now? With you? Right now? Oh, fuck. All right. Listen, well, when are you going to post the show? Tonight? I'm with this girl, hot girlfriend. Okay. All right. I'm busy right now. You're posting it tonight. Okay, so that's citizenreporter.org. Pirate Bay isn't just... These people have the only really understanding... They're a model for what... I can't even express it. They understand freedom of speech in a sea of shitty-ass, sell-out, fat-ass, blobby-douched Web 2.0 companies. That's all I can say. Well, show him this. The Robert Scoble of Germany is next to me. Okay, I'm going to turn up the audio so you can hear the snot coming out. Or going in and then coming out. I hope you can hear me. Hello, I'm on. No, this is my neti pot. I'm going to do two nostrils full. That's why I brought the pitcher. So we do one pitcher per thing. I may need a close-up. Damn it, where's my remote control? No, we're just going to do this. You'll just have to watch. Hello. Peter Caesar. So slow today. I'm squirting. That was one. I'm definitely clogged. Because that was, it usually doesn't take that long to get out. Let me get a Kleenex. How damn. How damn. I normally don't use Kleenex. Oh, God. I'm not going to show you, the water or the beans because it's the same bowl I used to soak my beans, so it's already black. Okay, now. Okay, so I did one nostril. You have to be really careful not to blow out too hard in between because you don't want it to go up your eustachian tube. Then you could get pregnant. Oh my God, this is retarded. Now, before I continue. Hold on a sec, cunt. Jesus H. Do I want a new version of Jolly Fast VNC? No, I want to see what people are saying. Isn't that neti water in the water? No, that's urine. Okay. Okay. I don't see anybody saying anything interesting. Okay. So I will continue the neti pot nostril left. The starboard. Is it starboard or port? I don't know. Here we go. Everybody, eat their lunch. Hello, hurry, come out of me. My favorite part. Now we do the yogic. Oh, Christ. It's a lot of water today. Now we do the yogic poses to get out this. Now first we bend over and we do about 10 quick snort outs. Can you see the snot dripping? I want to make sure you can see it dripping. Okay, and then we do this. I can't remember if I'm supposed to look up or sideways. I don't remember what I'm supposed to do. I think it's clear. port left starboard. Your mother. Theo! If you face forward in a bloat, starboard is right and port is left. Starboard and port. So this is, I just did the pork nose. That felt pretty good, but I still feel it helped. You know what I did the other day? I didn't really talk yesterday. Yesterday was worthless as a pimple on a vagina. I would like to know let you know something about Sharon. Sharon from Tampon did two things for me. Not only did she send me a physical gift of food, but she also sent me money. So I like her more than anyone. Sorry. Now, secondly, she saved me money. And I want you to understand why, because, you know, I'm fat. And yesterday I went to the psychiatrist. And I was on the bus, and I had to photograph people that looked like Cheryl's father. Actually, Cheryl's father. And I was on the bus, and you know what happens when I get home? Because I always leave the house in a hurry. You did call me, Mark, thank you. I appreciate that. But you still don't beat Cheryl. And you do let me stay at your house, which is actually worth probably more than any of the gifts that anybody sent me. But we're not on you, Mark. We were on you when you talked about your interview with the Pirate Bay, and we will listen to your program tomorrow. But right now we're on Sharon, and we're going to let me tell my story, so you will have to shut the Christ up for 10 seconds. He's all excited because he had his interview and he got to look at some hot woman that somebody else is fucking. Congratulations, whore. Why don't you have a hot girlfriend that everybody else can say, oh, I met Bicycle Mark today and he spoke about the polar ice crap. And then I saw his girlfriend. She's so hot, man. When is that going to happen, Mark? When are you going to get a pretty girlfriend like that? Huh? When are you going to get one like that? A nice pretty girlfriend. He's working on it. He's working on it. Okay, shut you up, didn't I, the bitch? Drinking your own urine is very foolish. I can't do any accents, never mind. All right, listen, Bustwana. All right, so I got home from my psychiatrist. I usually bring my friend Mrs. Bottingheimer. She tends to accompany when I'm crazy. And I was starving, so I thought, you know, I'm going to go into the pantry with the Indian in my building and buy, like, one of those... one of those bars with the food. Odwalla, they call them. I was going to buy an Odwalla bar, and they're like $2.99. Seriously, $2.99 for some stupid piece of shit that's got so much partially hydrogenated, whatever the hell, corn syrup, high fructose in it, that you can't eat one without wanting to eat the entire store. You know, because that sugar is so addictive, that particular kind of sweetener, whatever you call it. So, right, Long John Silver. So, I thought, but first I checked the mail, and I thought, I'll check the mail first. I checked the mail, and I saw a slip. And I thought, okay, I got a package. That's pretty cool. So should I go to the store and buy my Odwalla bar, or should I get the package? I said, I'll go get the package first. And I see Sharon from Tampon on the cover of the box, and I shook it, and I knew it was jelly beans, because that's always... I said, you know what? Now I don't have to spend $2.99 on a plate of shrimp. So I didn't. So not only did Sharon from Tampoonst give me money and a present, she also saved me $2.99 for a pair of shrimp. High fructose will kill you. Well, so will drinking 2,000 calories of vodka every day, you goddamn bitch, Vera. What a dumb bitch. Yeah. You'll have to excuse Vera. She's kind of hungover at the moment. Uh-oh. This one don't squeak. Oh, this one do squeak. the tumors squeak. If they don't squeak, that's a good... It means they don't have no tumors. I think I'm burping Netty. I shouldn't... Cancer squeaks, that's right. Yeah, Madge. Madge. I wanted to talk about this thing that Bicycle Mark mentioned. There's an interior minister in, I think it's Germany. I wanted to write about it on Eclectic News Brief, but because of this fucked up schedule, I haven't done any shows. Plus, I've got some administrative things I can't talk about. Plus, I've been working on taxes and stuff, so I haven't had a chance to do the show. But there is a... You see Chauncey? Well, then you're seeing ghosts, because Chauncey's been dead for 2 years. Anyway, let's see, where was I? Dead dog, let's see, where was I? Dead dog. Let's see, I gotta work this. Trotsky, come on. Come on, see what's in my breastus. Come on. Don't you mind? See what I got in my titty? So this interior minister of Germany, his name is Frederick von Frankenfurter. He's doing all this invasion of privacy bullshit. I don't fucking remember the details. But so as a result, what these hackers did is they took the interior minister who's creating all this legislation to fuck with people's privacy, and they found his fingerprints, and they created this magazine insert, I believe, where like they can, anybody who wants to can take his fingerprint and imprint it on something. So in other words, now you can have like thousands of people that are impersonating this guy. So it's a retaliation in a very clever way. I don't know if I explained that right. And there's a link to it, but I wanted to go to something that's in my notes, because there was something I just read that I thought was interesting somewhere. I think Andy Melton's on strike from the show, even though he's... Are you on strike, Andy? Because I cut off the first half of the show. I cut off the first 70 minutes of that god-awful show yesterday. And the reason I did that, Andy, is because Matt Burgess told me to. The fact that I agreed with him has no bearing. Let's see. Let me look at my notes. There was something good. Oh, yeah. I know what it was. You know how I always hate all this bullshit about when people talk about cleansing toxins and all that crap? Well, I saw a really good article about that just this morning as I was playing with my vagina. It didn't work. I couldn't get my jack on. You know why? Well, I just couldn't. I don't really have a good reason. Actually, I didn't try. I lied. Okay? I'm old. Old women don't get jacks on very often. We just get bitchy and play with our dogs. I still have some squeaky left in my bricks. I need more ice? How do you know this? Oh, cause, all right. But that means you have... That means I need help. Okay. This is a good article. Now, bear with me. It's not as boring as the ones I usually read. And it's in, you know, this is about toxins and all that bullshit that people say about toxins and crap. In fact, I'm going to record this for my little thing, because I haven't recorded any stuff on the news stream in a while. So this article, you know how I hate, I'm going to repeat myself a little because I just started recording. So I hate all this bullshit about people talking about cleansing toxins out of your body. Like they make up shit like drink lots of water to cleanse your toxins or go... You know, or the Bikram yoga people who, you know, they tell you do yoga in 110 degrees because you'll sweat the toxins out, which is just stupid. You know, I've always thought, what the fuck is that, sweat the toxins out, you know? I've never seen any proof of that, and it just sounds like a retarded sort of new agey thought bypass kind of thing to justify torture. Anyway, I mean, if they did Bikram yoga in Abu Ghraib, it would be considered torture. Seriously, it would. It would. Water is not valid, and that's the point of this article I'm about to read. Haha. The notion that guzzling... This is from Reuters. just this morning. The notion that guzzling glasses of water to flood yourself with good health is all wet, researchers said on Wednesday. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb and Dr. Nan Young of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia reviewed the scientific literature on the health effects of drinking lots of water. People in hot, dry climates and athletes have an increased need for water, and people with certain diseases do better with increased fluid intake, they found. But for average people, more water does not seem to mean better health, they said. Their scientific review, published in the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, is the latest to undercut recommendations advanced by some experts to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Dr. Heinz Valton of Dartmouth Medical School in 2000 Dose also put those recommendations to the test, finding them to be more urban myth than medical dogma and lacking in scientific basis. Goldfarb and Negwanya examined what Goldfarb called 4 myths regarding claims of a benefit for extra water drinking, that it leads to more toxin excretion, improves skin tones, makes one less hungry, and reduces headache frequency. Our bottom line was that there was no real good science or much science at all behind these claims, that they represent probably folklore, Goldfarb said. As far as facilitating toxin excretion, Goldfarb said that was not verified by any sort of scientific study. Now, this is the part I like. Quote, the kidneys clear toxins. This is what the kidneys do. They do it very effectively, and they do it independently of how much water you take in. When you take in a lot of water, all you do is put out more urine, but not more toxins in the urine, Goldfarb said. No studies showed any benefit between skin tone and result water intake. They also found evidence lacking that drinking water wards off headaches. As far as water serving to limit appetite, he said there was no consistent evidence, adding whether it was a little unclear exactly whether that was true. So there's some possibility that that one is true, it sounds like. What no one looked at is whether anyone really loses weight over the long haul if they go under this regimen of drinking lots of water. We just expressed uncertainty in that order. Wait, while it may not help a person to drink lots of water, it may not harm them much either. If someone enjoys it, that's wonderful. Keep doing it. They're not doing anything that's going to hurt them. A little mild dehydration for the most part is okay, and a little mild water excess for the most part is okay. It's the extremes that one needs to avoid. Now, I really like that article because that cuts right to the core of... I mean, the point was made that... the point I really like is that, okay, the kidneys clear toxins. Sweating does not clear toxins. And when people talk about clearing toxins, they're usually like people who have they don't really understand science. They watch probably The View, no offense, Vera. And they don't really think of things scientifically. Maybe they read Oprah books, and they sort of believe in the power of mind and mental healing, which is fine. I do too. But without science, you end up believing in dumb bullshit, like by sweating more, you're going to relieve yourself of toxins. The kidneys clear toxins. Sweating clears toxins if the kidneys are malfunctioning. Well, show me some scientific backup. That's not true. If that were the case, you wouldn't need dialysis. You could just go running. I mean, that's ridiculous. See, that's what I mean. People make up science because it sounds right. It's kind of like when people are stupid and they say stupid things. No offense. I don't think vampire would survive Scandinavian summers. What in the Christ does that mean, evil twin? What in the fuck does that mean? What in the fuck does that mean? Because it's too bright? What the hell has that got to do with anything? We weren't talking about vampires, were we? God, you people are dumb. You know what? I'm gonna do the show at 0 o'clock. Never. Because you're all so stupid. I don't see what the point is. He's not going to get kicked. I learned my lesson. Because when I kick people, I get retaliated against by the geek mafia. The hacker mafia. You know, and my attitude towards mafia is I'm an old woman. I've worked in the record industry. I've worked in a lot of rough businesses where mafia happens. And my attitude has always been, you don't fuck with people that are gonna harm you. So I give in, you know. I'm not kicking people unless I'm sure that they're not going to retaliate. Like Vera. She's too stupid. to know how to retaliate, so I can kick Vera. I can ban her ass. But I ain't banning no one who's gonna fucking kick my ass. Lesbian mafia scares the hell out of me. Why? Cookie Thurnbaum. Vera DDoS'd you. That's right, she sure did. No, she didn't. Isn't that a great article, though? Isn't that wonderful? You hear one, another one? Come on up. Come on up. Come on up, lesbian junior. Come on. Which titty you want to suck? Here. Oh, he wants to go chasing. Sorry about this. We'll do Hanukkah horse, because it's kind of itching. Hanukkah dog. Dog, not a horse. Good boy. Endless supply of tits, toys, and the tits. All right. Let's see. I do have my Skype line open if anybody wants to call in. You're welcome to call in. I'm Madge Weinstein on Skype. I'm kind of running out of things to talk about. There's Wanda Wisdom. Let's see if she's on. See if she's available, as the kids say. That would be real nice if she were. It says green. Hello? Turd? I don't hear nothing. Turd? Uh-oh. Hold on, Turd. Hold on. Wanda?
Hold on, I can't hear
you. Is that you?
Oh, there we go. I can hear you.
Oh, goody, I got you. Yeah, I had the wrong button pressed in.
What's up, baby?
I have a clitoris.
I have gigantic bull nuts.
Uh-huh. That's good. So what's going on, Wanda? Tell me what's new in your wide world of Wanda.
You know, I'm so glad you called because I'm sitting here posting today's big gay news, and I'm angry.
About what?
Did you hear the story about Tammy Baldwin?
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
She represented lesbian Tammy Baldwin. Mm-mm. Let me pull the story up here.
What did you say? She represented a lesbian? I don't understand.
No, she's a lesbian. She's the lesbian representative in Congress.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hold on, Tammy Baldwin. Where are you? Oh, wait. I got angry because she was in the news. Here we go. Pentagon balks at gay spouse travel.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me pull the story up here. Okay, so U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin's domestic partner was going to accompany her on a military flight for a congressional trip to Europe, but the Pentagon said, that is not a spouse, and she cannot travel. And so what had to happen was Nancy Pelosi had to step in and give her basically a letter of approval.
My God.
And say, it's okay for her lesbian partner to travel. And the DOD said, well, this doesn't change the policy because we got a letter. This is just a one-time exception.
You know, but she could have traveled with her but paid on her own. They were just saying she couldn't, they wouldn't pay for it, right? And I'm not excusing it. I'm just pointing that out, right?
No, yeah, that's exactly what they said. They said, it's not that they would not have let her travel, but they wouldn't have given her the same compensation.
I think it's excellent that this is coming out in the news. Thankfully, we have pogroms like yours. Where did you hear about this?
This is being well, I just posted it to Big Gay News today. It's mm-hmm. a story through the UPI.
BigGayNews.com. These stories are very important, I think, because this is the only way change gets made is when it hits them at home, you know? Don't you think?
I think this is just a story that everybody can just look at and see how ridiculous our government is towards, you know? It's like
faggotry.
Saying, like, oh, I'm sorry, the little lesbian needs a note from her teacher to let her get into class. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing.
I had this thought, Wanda. I had this thought this morning as I was trying to pull this nasty kind of ass dingleberry out of my vagina. It kind of slipped forward, you know? Because my vagina go all the way back.
All the way back. How far back your vagina go?
It goes so far back, it looked like you.
Thank you!
I was thinking, what if we were to bring Eat This Out Show back and have Auntie Vera on there?
Yeah, why not? She sat in, did like a guest host on my program once.
Yeah.
I think she's certainly got the pizzazz.
But now I know she's busy with this other show with the Fatty cast or whatever. Does that work, Vera? No, I wouldn't want to rotate her. I would want to rotate a fourth person.
Yeah, it always works best when you have three regulars.
So I'm thinking that would work. So what I'm thinking is me and Vera would schedule it, and then we would send you an email, and then you would have to accept it because we know that you're not really very much organizational. So what days should we shoot for?
Any day, you know, really any day during the week. I just have to know because I'm here in the office Monday through Friday.
Oh, so that works for all of us then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because Vera's always on the computer.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
I think we should do it. How long should it be? 40 minutes?
Short and sweet. I like no more than a halfie.
Okay, half hour then. All right, that works.
Because that'll give people something to look for. You know what I mean? It cut them off right in the middle of the good stuff.
And plus, yeah. Great. Well, this is wonderful news then. So, Vera, you're cool with this? Yes? You accept this?
Is she not on audio or something? I don't hear anything.
She's not on audio. You want to call in, Vera? You can call in. We can discuss it. I know you were. She was on last night. She rescued my pogrom last night. But we might as well have an official inauguration if she can come on the stripe. See, Auntie Vera. I don't see her on my licks.
Your licks.
And then we can still, you know, bring in fourth people, you know. But I think Vera would be a good combination because she's an... You know, you and I both have political opinions, and Vera's kind of an idiot, yet she still has very interesting insights.
Oh, and well, and she lives on the West Coast, so she can bring that, you know, very vapid, superficial perspective to things, because we're not
right.
Like that at all.
Since Reagan is not anymore.
Mm-hmm. True. A Reagan Fox for a new century.
By the way, I don't have any animosity towards Reagan Fox, by the way. I think a lot of people misinterpreted that, the fact that, because he wrote me this letter saying that he was sorry for not visiting me because he'd rather drink than see me. And I didn't respond to it just because I didn't know what to say. I mean, I know you said, tell him how you feel. But, you know, it's like, I don't really know how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, and anything I say would become permanent. It's kind of like, well... Okay, well, that's cool. I can relate to that. You know, I've been like that before. So, you know, that's cool. Whatever. I mean, really, whatever. Seriously.
Yeah, well, and it just boils down to whatever works for you. If you don't feel the need to go there, then no sense in creating drama where there need be none.
Yeah, and I still like Reagan very much. He's been a good friend, and he's in my short list of friends. And nothing he can do is going to change that unless he shoots me. All right. Anyway, I just want to clear that up because some people confuse what's going on with him with what happened with Fausto. And
people.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, whore. Sorry, what were you saying, Wanda? I had to cut you off for 2 seconds.
You mean people confuse things on the internet? What?
Certainly not Auntie Vera Chuck.
No, I not love... me.
Oh, hello there.
Hi, Wanda, darling, baby doll, precious, wonderful lovey. How are you?
Oh, my God, are you trying to sell me something or what?
No, I'm just happy to be alive.
Well, me too.
Good.
We have that
in
common.
It's going to be great. Two very positive bookends and Madge in the middle.
No. You don't understand what I understand about Wanda.
Oh, Wanda, let me tell you
what?
Something.
That I'm retarded?
Vera is still drunk. Now, Vera...
I have said... Go ahead, Madge.
Vera's heart is not... You know, you and Vera both wear... Or Madge, what the fuck's that thing? Wanda and Vera both wear their hearts on their sleeves, but the difference is Wanda wipes her snot on her sleeve. You understand what I mean? There's a big difference.
Sure.
What I like to say about myself, what I like to say about myself is that I am a glass half full kind of guy, but it's half full of shit.
Like you haven't said that 3,000 times, you dumb whore.
Only if you listen to my program, you saggot sack of shit.
I thought you liked me listening to your program.
I love it. So this is going to be a preview of how wonderful Eat This Hot Show is going to be with the three of us.
So what should the...
That's going to get some...
Crickets.
What should we... What do you think we should do? Like, should we have some sort of loose format? Like loose loops?
I really like loose. I think loose is good.
Well, we like loose, but we should have something there, no? Like maybe bring something to the table? Like,
yeah, you know what I want to do again? We don't have to do this, obviously, for every show, but, you know, I was thinking fondly back to... Remember that show we
did? Fondling.
Remember how we picked a we pre-recorded everything and then it was like the Mad Libs podcast. Like, yeah. I know that's a lot of work, but I want to do that again sometime.
Oh, sure, we can do that. I don't. It's not that much work.
But I kind of like the other thing I was thinking about. A lot of the shows I like to listen to are always they pick a theme. You know, a lot of those public radio shows, and so I don't know, maybe we can sort of loosely have a theme, or I don't know. What do you think of that?
I think it's fine.
Like a word even if it was like, you know, scab, and you had to like, I don't know.
I think we could do a 30-minute show about scabs. No, I think that's a good idea. You mean just loose topics, kind of like we could talk about homophobia, we could talk about rape, we could talk about, the podcasting, the state of the podcast, we could talk about even technology, how stupid Vera is, drinking other people's urine, yoga, spirituality.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, if you pick the word urine.
Vaginal yeast.
All we would have to be committed to doing, since we're all busy gals, is just bring something related to that, you know, topic or that word even, really whatever you wanted, and then whatever happens, happens.
These are all good suggestions from the audience. Fisting, panis, stapling. Union
is that
scams.
Cheryl Murkowski or what?
No, Cheryl's gone. Cheryl is not going to be a host. She will be, I'm sure, she will probably be a guest host once in a while.
Yeah, she could be a guest.
But she is a dirty whore and everybody hates her. Meta. Oh, you're one to talk, fatso, Andy Melton. Andy Melton's on my show yesterday reading from Popular Science magazine and he accuses me of being meta. Okay, lesbian
isn't the
terrorism.
Internet just meta? I mean,
this is exciting. I'm actually getting excited about something.
Now you need to fill me in on what meta means.
Meta means you talk about what you're talking about. It's kind of like you talk about podcasting means you're going meta.
What is the derivation of the word?
It's kind of like basically means industry talk. Meta means about in the Greek or Latin derivative. I don't know why. I don't know really. It's like meta. It comes from like some computer jargon, like meta. What is that word? Like meta tags. Yeah, it's
sort
like
of describing.
Like meta tags in iTunes are where you put the name, the author. It's just. It basically means. Didn't I explain it enough? Do we have to start the whole show about fucking meta tags? Jesus Christ!
Is this like super meta? Right now we're being super meta.
We're being meta.
I understood 5 minutes ago. You're the one who's babbling on. Or
That's a first.
I think this will be good. I think this will be a good thing. So we will.
And I think we can get. We need to get more celebrity guests. I mean, I don't think we can nail down Lady Bunny, but we could.
Why
certainly
not?
Because she's drunk.
And Vera isn't?
Well.
I'm not drunk. I'm drinking coffee.
You know who I'd like to have? You know who I'd like to have? And I think we could get her is Alexandra Billings. Do you guys know her?
I've heard of her, yes.
She's a
performer. I don't know her.
I don't know. Who else? I don't know any celebritards.
I think we could get just about any. I swear to God, we could really get it. You know, I had Debbie Gibson. I don't think you really want to talk to her at all.
What about Cindy Sheehan? We could have her.
That would, you know, it'd be fun to sort of take the show places that people may not expect it, and they may not expect necessarily a very serious sit-down conversation with Cindy. And I bet she's got a sense of humor, too, so why not?
Okay, when do you want to do the first show? I have my calendar in front of me.
How about Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Next one. Wednesday.
That would be the 9th. Yes?
Vera?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was Vilch. Fascinated by the people talking to each other.
You have to stop that. You need to start talking over people.
Okay. That makes for an exciting program when you can't understand what the fuck anybody's saying.
So, Vera, so far
the 9th is good. Now, this caveat that I can get a job at a moment's notice, but doesn't...
Of course, Vera, it's always subject to change. That's no problem. We're all subject to change.
Then I absolutely love the idea of Wednesday the 9th.
What time? Jinx?
Noon?
Noon is fine.
Which is that Central Time?
Oh, yeah, Central Time.
Noon Central, it'll be right after my program, but that's fine. I can just get it all done.
Well, The View is on then, but I guess I can make the sacrifice.
Can we do it at 1 instead? Would that work?
Yeah, that's fine. 1 o'clock.
Let's do it at 1 so that I can get an hour in between Shogram's and Vera can watch her retarded View so she can have an opinion. So she can have her parroted opinion about something.
Ow!
I love Vera. She's so stupid. I get to make fun of her and call her dumb.
I'm proud to be retarded.
Mm-hmm. Did I just say I love Vera? I hate Vera.
Do you know we have a gay coffee shop here in Minneapolis called Vera's?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how fabulous. We should all meet there someday.
And it's funny because it's actually the guy's Aunt Vera. So Auntie Vera, it's kind of, you know. I think it was meant to be this tripper tight of tragedy.
So I'm going to say every week, attendees, I'm setting this up on my computer right now. WandaWisdom@gmail.com, that'll work, right?
Do Wanda at Lavender Magazine, please.
Just plain old Wanda at Lavender?
Yep, just Wanda at Lavender Magazine. Jack, here I am.
I don't know why it's not coming up automatically. Wanda at Lavender Magazine, and Lavender is LAVANDER?
Yep, Lavander.
Okay, and then Vera is Auntie.
Oh, wait, no. Did I just spell my own name wrong?
Oh, my God. Why is this not coming up on Auntie? I think you probably did. Auntie and Carol. No.
It's LAVENDR. It's so retarded.
Jesus,
I need to
know
my
God, this is really, this is a great beginning.
LAVENDER magazine.com, right?
Yeah. I know. Please don't tell my boss that I just...
No, I know who he is. Like, right.
VIOLET.
Auntie Vera Charles at Gmail, right?
Rectomundo.
Okay, now I'm sending this notice out, so you should get it right away. Let's see, I'll send it. It's going to email you an hour before. 1 hour before, just to be sure. And why do you have to enter so much fucking information in these goddamn things? Vera, ETHS. God, I'm going to have to dust off the website and everything.
What's our first word going to be?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like if we want to...
She forgot already, Wanda.
I seriously don't remember. What do you mean first
so
word?
Sad.
We're going to pick a word.
Like scab. Remember, Madge, like scab, and then that's what we'll talk about for this show. Oh, dear Christ. What have I got myself into?
I don't know. I'm not going to decide that.
Okay. What about the listen? I'm not looking at your chat room. Are there any good suggestions?
Sharon in Tampon says a topic jar, so we could pull out topics from the jar.
Okay. Well, I don't have any jars. So if Sharon would like to be the symbolic jar,
well, you know what?
We
could do later on, and I don't suggest doing this on the first show because it's too complicated. But what we could do is, eventually do it like Oprah and have a Skype chat room, kind of like what I'm doing now, except without the video, and then people could participate in the show. And we could put, well, not fuck that.
That could, that would be really fun with 98 people.
Yeah,
talking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's hard. You know what? It's hard enough to get the show together, so we're not doing it live, I think. At least not right now.
All right. I like the idea of doing what, you know, trying to keep up with what we were doing last time, where we kind of tried new things here and there. And,
okay.
You know, so I'm open to experimentation. Feel free.
A couple of months in, do we get to have a big fight?
Well, that's par for the course, I'm sure, but...
I don't want to.
Okay. You don't have the energy anymore, Maggie.
But you still drink a lot, right, Vera?
She does.
Well, some people say I do.
Is 1,200 calories of vodka a night a lot, Wanda? Is that a lot?
As long as you're running, like, 6 miles a day, that's not a problem.
But it's okay because Vera's conscience is sober.
Yeah. Trying to get me to go to meetings. Wanda, I'm deeply disturbed that you had me host your program oh, dear Christ, I can't speak, and yet you do not listen to my program.
Wanda doesn't listen to anybody's show. Don't be offended.
Well, don't say that, because I do listen to some people's programs. But
she
I
listens
try not to talk
show.
About it, because then if I don't, then people, you know, send me emails and ask me why I don't, and I don't.
The way Wanda works is she sends me, she listens to your show right before she knows she has to talk to you. And I know this is true.
That is not that bad.
Busted. Uh-huh. Totally busted.
It's all right. Okay. Well, this is very exciting, and I'm very pleased. So what else? I think, let's see. All right. Did you get your notices? Are you looking in your emails? Did you get your notices?
Email. Let's see here.
Mine hasn't come
yet.
Okay.
There you is.
It might have gone into your spam. Mine goes into spam, even though I sent it. I don't know why.
April. Here we go.
You didn't get it, Vera? No.
Not yet.
Huh. You should have gotten it. AntiVeraCharles@gmail, right?
Correctamundo.
AntiVeraCharles@gmail. Okay, and...
Did you add the .com, darling?
Yeah.
It's AntiVeraCharles@gmail.com.
AntiVeraCharles@gmail.com. Yes, I did. I'll press invite again, and then send email. No.
Sharing a tampon saying .com. She's terrific.
I hope we can have a lot of talk about email on our new program.
We will.
So somebody needs to do a new little... photo graphic thing.
Well, Andy Vera doesn't have a face.
Yes, she does. Don't you use on your
that's Waylon Flowers puppet.
Waylon Flowers.
That is not Waylon Flowers. That's a sculpture I did.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, well that counts then. All right, send
well, then
us
we
a
can use that.
Who made the graphic? Was it who did it? Tim Can't Read? Was he the one that did it?
I don't remember.
Okay, there you are.
Oh, you got it.
Cal invitation, yes.
Okay. So we're all set for that. 1 p.m. next Wednesday, April 9th, the return of Eat This Hot Pogrom.
Woohoo!
Yay. And, of course, I'll only be able to do it for a few weeks till I go on vacation, but it'll just be a couple weeks that I don't do it. But we'll be lucky if we can get, you know, anything recorded. I think it'll be a miracle.
Hey, it's better than what we've been doing.
Masturbating and, dildos. And
we're three very motivated people.
Highly.
Yeah, why do
motivated.
I get the short? Why do I get harangued for being lazy? You are the laziest people I know.
Hello? Because I said it first.
I am the laziest person I've ever known, so I think I would. There'd have to be a contest here.
No, well, it's not going to be a new stream. Vera doesn't have a face. And it's just too complicated to do multi-person Ustream. It's too... The technology...
It's ugly, basically. Yeah.
Technology has got to be a non-issue here. It's going to be a podcast like it used to be. Well, I think what I'll do is if... You know, the audio quality is fine right now, so I think I'll just record the Skype conversation so we don't have to do all that stupid bullshit, because there's no way in hell Vera could accomplish all that the way we used to do. Vera, we used to do it where we each record our own audio and then we'd send it to me and then I edit it together. But I know that there's no way in hell you'll be able to accomplish that without drinking, you know, 12 kegs.
Well, if I, well, that's just to get up in the morning, the 12 kegs. But if I were to have my laptop Skyping and then record. Don't make that face. I swear to God, I will reach through and slap you into Tuesday. If I, God love you. If I record Pro Tools, I record my show while I'm listening to you Skype, is that a file that I could?
No. We don't need to do that. I think that this is fine. Just use the best. What, you're using the Logitech microphone now?
Yeah, and it cost me like $65.
Okay, well, it's fine to use this, but it would be better if you could get it set it up so that you could use the other microphone on Skype. Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, just let's keep it simple for now, and we can always, you know, make it. We can always add steps later. Because you'll fit in nicely. You'll fit in nicely in Reagan's place. Because Reagan used to use the Logitech microphone also, because he was in the same technological situation.
Well, I'm a computer retard, but that's old.
That's right. I was being polite. Polite.
Oh, that's an interesting definition of the word polite. But
why?
Nothing. I'm just trying to be funny. See.
But I forgot what I was.
Alzheimer's.
Old-timer's disease.
Old-timer's disease. Hey, I got some oats in the mail.
Did you graze on them? Oh, by the way, thank you for the stevia you were going to send out that day.
Oh, fuck you! See, I am lazy. Okay, I admit.
See?
Fully and utterly, I'm a lazy whore who cares nothing.
You're also very forgetful, Wanda. Do you recall how many back and emails that we had when you asked me to if I would guest host your program and how long it took to connect.
Yes.
Okay, somebody wants a mic recommendation. I need to know more information. Mic for doing what? For doing a podcast on your own? For video? For Skype? What? I need to know for what? You know, music? What kind of microphone? Skype mostly. You want to keep it simple? Then I would go with... you don't want to keep it. You know, the one that Max and Stacey are using, there's a blue mic, and it's a USB blue mic. The brand is called Blue, and it's like a big ball, and it's a USB mic. It's a condenser mic. It's very good quality, and the blue snowball says Al Sharpton knows about it. He doesn't like to call it white.
Do you think we could get Al Sharpton on the program?
I have no idea. Maybe.
Seriously, I would.
I think we could get Al Franken on more easily, but I think.
Well, you know, he's running for Senate here in Minnesota this year.
Yeah, his Twitter sent me a happy birthday notice. I know that was very personal.
Hey, speaking of birthday notices, you know who Carl Castle is, right?
Sure.
He, Carl Castle. He is an old white man.
Yeah, yeah.
On the NPR.
Yeah.
And he also is on that game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me,
right,
which I know Madge knows. And he has a Facebook page. Clearly, it's probably updated by an intern because the man is 800 years old. But it was his birthday, and I left a little birthday greeting, and I got a note back today. Because you know how his thing is, like, he records the answering machine?
Right, right.
The outgoing message on your answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I left a comment on his Facebook that said, can I record the message on your answering machine? And he wrote back and said, that's only for his wife to record. But thanks for the greetings nonetheless. And that just made me laugh.
That's a fantastic story.
I know. Having Carl Castle on my Facebook, that just makes me happy.
Well, you know, my friend produces that show. So if we needed to, you know, get him to do a voiceover for our program,
my God, that would just be like, I would cream my pantyhose.
Really? Yeah, my friend is the producer. But what would you want him to do, though?
Like, say, you know, hi, I'm Carl Castle, and these ladies, I want to do up the butt.
No, not nasty.
No, I know he would not do nasty, but something.
Like,
hey,
what?
Madge?
Yeah.
Can we talk about, like, RVing in America on Eat This Hot Show?
What?
Yes, but under one condition. You have to pick up me and Wanda, and then we'll take a road trip and then talk about it.
Oh, my God. No, the three of us in that close proximity.
Four, including your Grinch.
That's right.
Five including Trotsky.
And six, wouldn't including that be Hooney.
Oh, Hooney, Trotsky, Hooney. What about La Pequeña, Amy Winehouse? Could we get her on?
sure, why not?
I took French.
That's not...
What about...
It's not French.
I really want Charo. If anybody knows how to get a hold of Charo, I'm serious as a heart attack. I want her on my program. I have not been able to find anything to get
well,
a hold of Charo. I mean, the bitch will do, you know, anything, so
Wanda,
it's like...
Wanda, call her agent.
Well, if I had her agent's phone number,
there's
I would.
There's a website where they have all the, like, agents, but you have to pay for it. I wonder if someone we know might have access to that.
Hold it. You're talking to an actor, for Christ's sake.
Well, do you think there's...
Wanda,
call
the Screen Actors Guild in L.A. and ask for the talent location representation department, and then you can ask who represents Charo. It's absolutely out.
Is that simple? Is that simple?
Absolutely. You find out who represents her.
So you call the Screen Actors Guild, and you just say, I'd like to know who represents Charo.
I'd like to know who represents Charo for what? For film, for voiceover, for whatever. And then they'll give you the agency.
Wow.
And then you call the agency and you say, hey, I do this. I have this program on this and such. And would Charo be interested in...
You know who else would be good is Amy Sedaris. She's going to be here on April 10th for some sort of theater opening. But the ticket, there's like $100 a ticket.
Did you see her in Dolly Parton's video?
No.
That was came out in the fall, but I'm going to see Dolly Parton too next month, and she'd be another one to have on.
Oh my God, I love her.
I met her 100 years ago.
I saw her in a rodeo.
She's a very sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of reminds me of me, you know. If I were a
your
real
tits
woman,
are bigger. Your
true.
Tits are bigger.
And if by tits you mean my ass, sure, but
no, your fun bags.
I don't do tricks. I hate when people tell me to do tricks.
I thought you were a fan
See,
of tricks.
Is that person with the penis there? Penis either? Are you still there? Penis either? Because now I kicked him yesterday, but you know he thinks it's because he said, "Turn on your video, Jewy." I wasn't clear about this, but the reason that I kicked him was not because of Jewy. It was because he was giving me orders.
Mm.
That's why. I don't like being barked orders. I don't like being... I'm not a trained monkey. I'm not trained.
Well, you're a dominant top, so... In the lesbian world.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like to be given orders.
I'm an asexual top. To the bottom.
That takes talent.
Somebody was telling me there's this book about Weight Watchers Anonymous, and there's a book, there's like a gay version, and in the chapter, instead of to the wives, it's to the bottoms. Did you hear about that? Did your conscience know about that, Vera?
You know, because I'm always blacked out when my conscience does the meetings and stuff, I never know what's going on with him.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, Linnell would be wonderful on our program.
Oh, my God, she would be fierce. Now, that is someone, yes, slap, slap, slap.
My pussy go all the way back. So
I don't know how far back your pussy go. My pussy go all the way back.
Chris Crocker, no way in hell. He's not coming anywhere near my show.
Gay.
Just give me a rifle.
Though it would give us... audience, but no, I don't operate that way.
I don't want that kind of audience.
No, I don't either. Shirley Q. Liquor, you know.
That's 1999.
I've seen Shirley Q. A long time ago, and she's all right. No. RuPaul.
What the fuck?
I don't know. These are all like people that do the talk show circuits that audience is suggesting. We need somebody who's original, not somebody who's just doing the publicity circuit, because then they're not going to, you know. Kathy Griffin is the same. Somebody who's not used to being interviewed every day.
Well, yeah, and because it's just not going to be all that interesting, and all they're going to do is want to hawk some crap, you know. I'm interested in talking to people that, you know, actually want to have a conversation, that they're not just, you know, kind of eliminates everyone. But
I hate to be the voice of the naysayer here, but isn't it going to be awfully tough to get celebrity status people onto a podcast?
No.
It isn't?
Not really. I mean, it just depends on what you mean by celebrity, because, you know, there are podcasts that do celebrity interviews all over the place, and they don't seem
well,
to have
let,
a
let
problem.
Well, let me put it this way. Podcasts that don't pay anything.
Joyce, interviews, you don't pay celebrity interviews, not on regular shows.
Well, and you know, like for example,
They make scale payments on every, like they if they go on The View, they get union scale. If they go on Tonight Show, they get union scale. If they go on Letterman, they get union scale. They get paid every time they're anywhere, honey. That's how we make our money. Not that I'm in that echelon.
Are you serious? I always thought that you don't make money going on talk shows and news shows. I thought that was just an ethics thing.
You get scale. You get union scale.
What does that mean? Scale.
Is that like a disease for the skin?
God, you guys really are ignorant. Union
no,
scale.
But for example, you know, like I know what scale is, but like for example, I just had Debbie Gibson on. She didn't get paid a damn thing, but she was selling something, so, you know, it's free publicity.
And also with the unions have not negotiated the medium of internet. That's what the big thing with the writer's strike was
okay.
a while ago.
Who cares? Joyce DeWitt. Joyce, I like the suggestion of Joyce DeWitt. I like that.
I want that big woman from What's Happening.
Oh, Shirley Hemphill? Yeah, that'd be good.
I've been watching the...
What about Streisand?
Streisand, of course, yeah. I think I could tolerate Streisand.
I think we could get her.
Do you know her?
No. Mm. I met her, but I don't know her. I stalked her when I was working at... Before I was full-time acting, I worked at Columbia Pictures. And she was filming Nuts, and I just stalked her the entire time and was always showing up on the soundstage and wherever she was walking.
Arthur would be great.
Ignore me, Madge. Just fucking
it
ignore
boring.
Me. Meet the Sasha is going to be a lot of fucking fun.
Especially if you get angry. We need somebody
Wait
to
Wait a second.
Angry.
Dude 2008 said Charles Nelson Reilly's pipe?
Oh, what? He was my
Isn't
friend.
Isn't he dead?
Yes, he died. He was my friend. And the silence.
I don't know that. That's...
No, my banning butt finger is getting warmed up.
Uh oh. Not who?
Hot.
Just some people are mentioning some really idiotic things. You'd better be.
You know who else we should get is that angry wife of what's his name? Dina Matos McGreevy, the three-way queen. She's angry,
Who the
and I
fuck
want
is
angry.
That?
You know the governor of New Jersey, and then they.
Oh, I would love to talk to her.
She was going around like, you know, holier than thou after the Spitzer thing, talking about, you know, people getting all freaky in the boudoir, and then it came out that they were doing three ways with their driver.
Mm.
But anyway,
I'd also love to talk to that cunt who was in Oklahoma.
A cunt in Oklahoma?
Yeah, the
Oklahoma, where the cunts are rising in your mom. What?
Oh, she was the one that was talking about the homosexuals, and that's what we have to protect our children from. She's either a congressman or a senator or some
oh,
fucking...
Oh, Sally Kern?
That,
yes.
That's the one. Love to talk to her.
I think that might be kind of hard, but I wouldn't be opposed to trying.
Well,
I bet she's got an agent now.
Ellen DeGeneres tried to call her on her program, and she it was just a message machine. So maybe she'd take our call.
The thing is, I'm happy to have guests, but I also don't care if we don't, because I just don't care. Like, my whole thing is I find uninteresting people more interesting than people who are used to being interesting.
Sometimes. That's a compliment to Wanda and I.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I really blame my fame on Madge's disinterest in... fabulousness.
Right. We may not be famous, but we get paid.
Okay.
Just for today.
Just for today.
Every time I look at my
no
city
scale.
Bank.
The only scale I get is in my bathroom. Okay.
The truck stop. The truck stop. I made Bicycle Mark an operator so that he can get rid of people that he doesn't like. That way I won't be blamed.
In other news, there's an Italian general who says gays are not suited for the army. I'm really glad that he shared his opinion.
I don't think anybody's suited for the army. I think it should be disbanded, like Costa Rica.
I think you kind of need to have an army to get rid, you know, to take those people who want to, like, shoot things.
Lesbians. And,
yeah, because otherwise, what are they going to do?
I'm looking at the news. We should end. This has been an hour and a half. It'll take me 3 hours to post it, and I have some things to do, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Duty.
Let me just see. I'm just looking to see my starred news items, if there's anything that... Vets are at risk of miscarriage. Female
hey,
vets.
Does this mean I'm going to have to start reading news shit and stuff like that so I can talk intelligently about it?
No.
Yes.
You can leave the intelligence to...
No, it does.
Others.
Unless you want to look stupid, but that really isn't much of a stretch.
No, I don't mind looking stupid.
Okay. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. I don't care, personally. FAA, NATO kicked out Ukraine, Georgia. These are boring stories. Oh, this is good for you, Wanda. This is, Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show has been doing this thing where, you know, he's the one I was complaining about, says faggot on his show. So mm-hmm. then he had this weird bet with George Takei, who's the gay, you know, Star Trek guy, that he said anytime he says faggot, he's going to donate $100 to HRC. And I said, well, every time I say fat ass, I'm going to donate $1 to Overeaters Anonymous.
Oh.
Well, there's an update. There was an article. This is from Artie's fan blog. There was an update later in today's show from Steve Langford. Who's Steve Langford? He says he has a huge penis. Let's Google him. Forget about Artie Lang. What?
I have to record. I'm just saying because I have a question. I have to record two shows today. Should I mention Eat This Hot Show in them, or do you want to wait on it?
No,
or?
You can mention it.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
Sounds like there's going to be some grand announcement. Steve Langford is reputed to... Oh, is he that baseball player with a huge penis? Who is Steve Langford? Hang on.
Is he hot?
The pregnant man's going to be on Oprah.
He was, apparently, already.
Oh, I don't watch Oprah because I can't
stand
her.
I don't know who Steve Langford is.
I know. Oprah makes me angry.
Oprah makes me ill.
I just want to find out who has this huge penis here. Penis either.
She's unfortunately begun to believe her own press, and that always happens when you don't have anything but yes men around you.
I have good friends that work for Oprah, and I'm not going to say anything bad about her.
Did anyone ask you to, Madge? Did either Wanda or I say, Madge, what do you think of Oprah? Because
I like Oprah, okay? I like her.
Marvelous. There.
I would spend her money well.
Thank you. Anyway, so the huge penis said that it was HRC was going to publish a press release about the issue. George Takei. Oh, this is boring. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have proofread that. It was dumb.
Oops.
Bicycle Mark did a show about WikiLeaks.
Do people understand that this is, you know, like this whole pregnant man thing? I love how people just don't get it. They don't get it.
What?
It's a woman who was becoming a man, so she still got all her parts. What is the big deal?
Thank you. It's bullshit.
As is most of
it. It's just a, like a media scam, in my opinion. It's bullshit.
It really is, because I will tell you, as someone who watches the news every day for, you know, compiling stories, this story above all stories is just like everywhere.
Well, Wanda, you think about the fact that for probably a solid year, it was fucking Britney everything. On my goddamn nightly news, the lead story was Britney. Mm-hmm. On the national news.
You know, Democracy Now! Reported on a memo that they found, an internal memo from AP. AP, mind you, this isn't Fox News, saying that and it was informing the staff that any issue related to Britney Spears is to be considered top news. This was a deliberate, bizarro thing. Anyway, I need to end this pogrom. Does anybody have any requests of music to end with, since I don't...
You promised me last night in that marathon program that you were going to send me this morning that peaches, pearl, pear thing that I love so much. Pear, peaches, thing.
Peach, plum, pear.
That one, yeah, by that girl with the very unusual voice.
Newsom. Joanna Newsom. Peach, plum, pear.
Yeah. So I can't depend on you, and I can't depend on...
You know what?
On
I will play it now. That's what
I'm going to
close
with. Well, see, that's your first mistake, is trying to depend on people at all. That's not something
you love at lesbians.
I stopped depending on people about 20
when you
years
started
ago.
Wearing Depends.
Exactly.
Cher said my apartment smells like the inside of a Depends. I mean, I think it would be bad enough to smell like the outside of a Depends, don't you?
Well, that's kind of a rubbery smell.
And I also think I've proved my point about audience size. There's not a damn bit of difference doing this show now or at the same time at night. So I am going to fucking do it during the day.
Well, you did it really late at night. My God, I was looking at porn, and I was like I'm going to log on and watch the show when I'm trying to get my thing on.
You know what? I didn't. I'm fine. I didn't. Believe me, one of the last thing I want is to do that fucking show at night. Night is my time to be a human being and not so much ugly a lesbian. Not that I am not always one. Shalom, we need to end this. Vera, I'm going to play that nice song as soon as we
Thank
hang
you.
Up. And then you can... I'm going to play it in its entirety, so I'm going to hang up with you so that you don't get it interrupted. I'm not going to play any Listwoods either.
Oh, please, praise the Lord.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger.
Okay. So thank you both, and I'll see you both next Wednesday, if not sooner.
All right.
Love you, Fetch.
Not mutual. See ya.
Toodles.
Toodaloo. Okay, so that's that. Yeah, thank Christ, that's over. Anyway, thanks for listening to this program.
So dear, I will rain. written to be. I was riding its back when it used to ride me, and we were galloping manic to the mouth of the source, and we were swallowing panic in the face of its force. And
sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.